Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. For the past 25 years, I have been on a mission to educate everyone I meet about the lymphatic system and how to use it to promote healing and health. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help heal TBIs, traumatic brain injuries, with lymphatic system detoxification. When you've had a TBI, it's important to understand there is a lymph-brain connection that can be used to improve circulation and healing in the brain. And this lymph-brain connection is really not utilized when you go see a traditional medical doctor for TBIs. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department in 1991, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. Many people understand craniosacral therapy by Dr. John Upledger, visceral manipulation, releasing the organs, Dr. Burrell, and what really moved me the most was Dr. Bruno Ciccoli, lymph drainage therapy. He wrote a 460-page textbook on how improving the lymphatic system can help many areas of the body. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, published in 2006, and my on-demand virtual course that's available now, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explain how we're filling with cellular waste. Most importantly, I give you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and health. Understanding this missed science, and it really is missed, how we are filling with cellular waste from a compromised lymphatic system, I developed body work I use in Scottsdale, Arizona, called Lymphpractic. We're all familiar with chiropractic. Now we need to learn how to maintain our lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system. Over a few sessions, I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune system and natural detoxification. A Lymphpractic session will make you feel more relaxed in your body and mind than you have felt in a long time. And many people are anxious. And again, studies have shown that in obese mice, when they remove cellular waste called zombie cells from these mice, that their anxiety left. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. I understand science of a lymphatic system, the body sewage treatment system that everyone needs to know to have a healthy and happy life. So what is a traumatic brain injury? TBI, or traumatic brain injury, also known as an intracranial injury, it's inside the cranium, occurs when an external force injures the brain. The brain trauma occurs as a result of a sudden acceleration or deceleration within the cranium and sudden impact. And some of the causes can be falls, vehicle collisions, and trauma from violence. And really, when the brain, when you hit the floor or somebody hits you with a bat, that your brain is being slammed into this hard cranium, and it can do that back and forth. It can accelerate and then decelerate, creating trauma inside the brain. The initial injury and healing process can interfere with cerebral blood flow and create pressure within the skull. This is something, you know, that people with TBI often feel, pressure. The lymphatic system plays a very large role in maintaining the brain. With a TBI, it's important that you understand a lymph-brain connection. You'll often hear me talk about a lymph-brain connection. In 2015, researchers found lymphatic vessels in the brain. We were always told that there were no lymphatic vessels in the brain, but we knew there were lymphatic vessels, lymphatic therapists, that they were right around the brain in the meninges, and we can use those to help clear waste from the brain by improving circulation and lymph flow in that area. Well, in 2015, lymphatic vessels were found in the brain, and in 2017, the major outflow of cerebrospinal fluid was found to be through lymphatic vessels. That means your brain is dependent on your lymphatic system to be healthy. So it is a big lymph-brain connection that we have to acknowledge to help the brain, especially in TBIs. When the lymph system is not working optimally, your brain can build with cellular waste and fluid, affecting how you think and especially how you heal. Right, the whole thing is to be able to heal from your traumatic brain injury. And studies have shown that if we don't complete the healing process, then other problems can occur. When the lymph system can't reabsorb cellular waste and fluid, it can create pressure in the cranium. It can actually create swelling. A new study finds, it was just a few days ago, finds that veterans and active duty service members with combat-related PTSD and mild traumatic brain injury had larger amygdalas, and that's the region of the brain that processes such emotions as fear, anxiety, and aggression. And it's very deep in the brain. The limb system plays a large role in reabsorbing cerebrospinal fluid. When you see a structure in the brain is swelling, it has to do with whether the lymphatic system is functioning optimally or sluggish. So when we see a swollen amygdala, we know that something is going on with the lymphatic system. A TBI can interfere with the normal functioning of the brain and affect how you think and heal. To help TBIs, you must improve the lymph-brain connection. Before I tell you how to help improve traumatic brain injuries, let me tell you how I can help you in my office in Scottsdale, Arizona. I use work I develop called Lymphpractic. I improve your lymph system, it builds your immune response, and it makes you deeply relaxed in your body and mind. When our brain is backed up and can't flow, we get anxious. When we clear waste, when we improve circulation, you're much less anxious. You're more relaxed in your body. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for a lymphatic system health coaching over the phone or Skype. Also, check out my life-changing on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. It's 7 lessons, 30 easy activities to help you improve your lymph system and health. And it's really easy. Read a page, watch a video. And by the end of it, you're going to know how to use diet, basic supplements that are very important to help improve circulation in the body. And you're going to learn an 8-minute routine called the Ossipinski Method of Self-Lymphatic Drainage that you're going to directly, with your own two hands, begin to remove cellular waste and inflammation from your body and brain, and it is very powerful. You'll actually feel circulation from the first time you do this. So what can you do to help a traumatic brain injury? Number one, we have to be aware of our lymphatic system, right? Because of that lymph-brain connection, we have to include our lymphatic system. So we want to improve circulation in the brain, right? Because circulation heals. During the inflammation process, when we have an injury, because of platelets and fibrin and the healing process, it can get overwhelmed. And if we don't actively or manually take steps to move circulation, that it can get stuck. So to improve circulation and healing, is important to understand pH. You often hear me talk about this with the lymphatic system, and pH is the potential of hydrogen, and it's whether you are acidic, imbalanced, or alkaline. I'm not going to go into a lot here. You can test with pH test strips, and you can get them in most health food stores. I like a test strip by Voxa, V-A-X-A, International. It's a test strip that I use for all my tests. So when the body or brain is overly acidic, it constricts the blood and lymph vessels, limiting circulation and natural detoxification. When your body is more in balance, the body and brain can release waste more easily. Your tissues relax. So this is important when we want to help the brain. We want our tissues to relax, and not just in our brain. We want them to relax in our shoulders and our neck. This is where the lymph has to flow to. So diet plays a very large role in improving pH and circulation in the body and brain. What foods are you eating? Are they acid or alkaline? And you can check this out by going to my homepage, healthylymphsystem.com. That's healthylymphsystem.com. And check out a PDF on the bottom of the page. There's a link to a PDF of an acid alkaline food chart. Put that on your refrigerator and start eating more alkaline foods. You'll be amazed. Most of us are eating mostly acid foods and don't realize it. So start eating more of an alkaline diet, which is basically more fruits and vegetables, alkaline seeds and nuts. Limit grains, red meat, alcohol, coffee, tea, and soda. These are all acid forming. So if you're trying to heal your brain and you're having 2 or 3 cups of coffee to give you energy, then you're stopping your healing from taking place. Also medications. Many people are on a few medications, and many medications have been found to deplete magnesium and other minerals, adding to the need to balance pH. So it's not just our diet, it's also our medications and stress. You know, if you've had an injury, then you have some stress, and all this makes us acidic. To help balance pH, you need to take products that buffer acid in the body, magnesium, and we need to take higher levels. Most people tell me, oh, I take 2 pills before I go to bed, and often that's just about 250 milligrams or less, And we need to take probably around 600 to 800 milligrams of magnesium spread out throughout the day so we don't have any bowel intolerance. Want to take potassium. Baking soda has been found to, again, change our pH and also been found to be a great way to help autoimmune diseases. And a daily green drink. This is a blend of powders and herbs and vegetables that you can blend into a drink and take in. It's a great way to get your nutrients. Daily light exercise to move blood through your brain. This is how we help to remove waste from the trauma and the healing process. But remember, it gets stopped, our healing. That's why we get red and inflamed in certain areas, or you may feel heat. It's the healing process being compromised. So we need to improve circulation. And a great way to improve circulation, besides draining your lymphatic system, is taking a sauna, a hot sauna, an infrared sauna, or something that I really like because it's so convenient, is an Epsom salt bath. I like to put 2 cups of Epsom salt and 1 cup of baking soda. You soak for 20 minutes to a half hour. Maybe the first time you do it for 15 minutes to see how you react, and not too hot the first time because it may overwhelm you. You may not be able to get out of the bath. And if you can't take a bath, foot soaks work great. You put a third of a cup of Epsom salt and baking soda into a bucket that your feet fit into. Maybe try and get the water to go up to your mid-calf, and you will see an amazing difference. Keep your feet in there for 15 to 20 minutes while you're watching TV or on a computer. You'll see a big difference over time. So, you know, it's very important that we understand posture. People come into me, they're ill, they're not feeling well, and they're slouched over. Once we have a forward head tilt, they'll put our shoulders forward and we slouch, we're stopping our circulation, our lymph flow. So again, our major lymph drains are in our neck. One little vessel on either side of your neck must take the fluid from your brain and from your body. It gets overwhelmed, so we need to actually help it. Deep breathing. You know, a recent study just showed that we can help our brain and our lungs by taking 30 deep breaths through a device that's similar to breathing through a clogged straw. And basically, you can simulate that by putting your fingers over your lips and, you know, letting some air through but having some resistance, and you feel it. If you do this a couple of times, 2 or 3 times, pursing your lips around your finger, you feel that. I mean, I just did that once, and I feel it pulling from my brain and my body. And this is research, so deep breathe, again, and try doing it with your finger by your lips to create a little bit of a suction. Are you drinking enough water with minerals, right? We need to have water in us because water is what flushes our body, what cleans us, what helps detoxification. Manually improving the lymph-brain connection when lymphatic drainage, or work I developed called LymphPractic that I use in Scottsdale, Arizona, is powerful in its ability to improve detoxification and healing. In my office, I put clients through 4 to 5 weeks of lymphatic drainage sessions. The goal is to create a tsunami. And if you've ever seen a tsunami, it is really eye-opening. You see these waves picking up cars, buildings, and that's what we're going to create in your body. We're going to create a large wave to pick up waste and move it out of your brain and body. Remember, it is an acid alkaline food chart. On my homepage, if you need to understand, you know, what foods are acid alkaline. But understanding that whether you are acidic, imbalanced, or alkaline is key, because when you're acidic, your lymphatic system is not flowing, and it can't clean your brain. So really it's important that you check your pH, get some pH test strips, and again, if you have any health problems, I can tell you that most of us are acidic. We just don't realize that we spend billions of dollars on antacids, not on and alkalines, and so we know we have a lot of problems with acid. So it's not just a digestive problem. It's stopping your lymphatic system and your ability of your body and brain to detox. So we need to get our body in balance. And because we've been acidic for so long, our lymphatic system becomes like stuck. It becomes full of debris, like log jams in a river. It could even get like glue, like Elmer's glue, from dehydration or from viruses. So manually activating the lymphatic system is key to helping most health problems, especially traumatic brain injuries. So it's really important that we understand that you have control over how you heal. Are you taking steps to improve pH? Are you doing a little light exercise? Are you watching your posture? Are you drinking water? Are you eating foods that are more alkaline? So these are all things that you have control over and need to understand. And one thing that I didn't mention, I want to mention systemic enzymes. Systemic enzymes break down cellular waste and are very important to help the brain and to help healing. Enzymes have been helped to speed healing and improve healing much faster. If I can help you understand how to help how you feel and think, contact me at osipinskihealthacademy.com or healthylymphsystem.com. Next Thursday's show will be on how to help ADHD with lymphatic system detoxification. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance. With me, your host, John Osipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.